Hallowed be thy popcorn balls. You can't give out popcorn balls on Halloween anymore, because people are so vain they think that everybody is a serial killer. And yet we're so lazy that only half of us vote. Nobody is ambitious enough to be a serial killer. I'm exaggerating, of course. Some people still have what it takes. It doesn't take much. All you have to do is kill more than one person. You don't even have to worry about getting caught. You know you will, but you'll be famous, so there's a payoff. Serial killing is for the lazy. It's an overrated profession. We give them far too much respect. We call them serial killers, as if they kill their victims in alphabetical order or something. Want to impress me? Be a parallel killer. Kill two people in different parts of town simultaneously. It's been tried. John Wilkes Booth tried it. They were supposed to kill Lincoln, the Vice President, and the Secretary of State all at the same time, but Booth was working with some real dickweeds and they couldn't deliver. Tessa sleeps with a serial killer. Gorbachev, her calico cat. I call her a serial killer only to flatter her. She's usually quite random and sloppy, just like the markings on her body. Her name comes from a weird mark on her head, obviously. It's sort of shaped like a unified Estonia and Latvia, just like the former president. He was a nice guy. Our Gorbachev is the closest thing to a serial killer I've known. Our dogs don't count. Yes, they killed off 14 of Tessa's ducks in the backyard before they learned to live and let live. But dogs experience remorse, something serial killers are incapable of. Through my own research and experimentation, I have discovered that dogs can be taught not to kill. Yes, I trained our dogs not to kill ducks. After a year of constant training, I found that I could get drunk and leave the duck pen open by mistake, and the ducks would still be alive in the morning. I'm not going to explain the method I used because my readers are all very nice people. It wouldn't help the human race anyway. Sometimes Gorby's murders will assume a frightening streak of selectivity, as if she's decided to go pro. I mean, for a while it will be all moles I find dead on the front doormat in the morning. Mole after mole after mole. I ought to photograph their layout and print them on transparencies and see whether she's trying to spell something serially. But I'm too lazy. The strangest corpse I ever found in the yard under Gorby's malevolent stance was a baby bat. Had to be still nursing. About a meter away was its twin, still alive. Twin bats, yes. I blamed Gorby at the time, but after a while I realized she was probably only scavenging. Bats cling to their mothers constantly while nursing. I figured Mom bashed into the maple tree or something and the babies got knocked off. Damn, what a sad story. But hey, this is a day for death. Here's a picture of the live twin just before we took it to the wildlife refuge, where it promptly died. His name was Vlad. That's my thumb he's clinging to. Happy Halloween!